For the last 2 weeks, ICRC started distributing food and seeds for populations that have been displaced that were facing difficulties in the coming months because they finished the food reserves they had from the last harvest. And these weeks and this month were getting difficult for them. So that's why ICRC decided to give them some new seeds and some food for them to be able to wait for the next harvest season.
How many people will be affected?
We are currently still in the process of giving seeds and food to the last families. The number of people is approximately 20,000 people, so that's more or less 4,000 families.
At this point, are there any security concerns?
We noticed that in the last 2 weeks, the security situation has improved. That's why we have been able to manage this distribution, going from Bangui by truck to the north of the country, with agreements of the new authorities in Bangui. We are not the only ones using this route. However, these are the major distributions since March that took place in the country. There is no other organization that could organize such distribution since the end of March of this year.
What is the situation in the rural areas of Bangui?
That's a major source of concern for us because in the rural areas, the people have less access to the healthcare system. Many of people have much less staff able to operate. Some hospitals also have been looted. So basically, it's quite a difficult situation for the people there. That's why the ICRC also started to launch some mobile clinics with some health team going to remote areas to provide some basic healthcare to the people who have no access at all to even a health center.
I understand that 250 families lost their homes. Was this due to the insecurity in the area, and how are they being assisted?
Some families lost their house due to different security incidents, and they had to flee their home to the bush. Living in the bush there is pretty difficult already in the dry season. But when it comes to the rainy season, it's even more catastrophic because then you have a more prevalence of malaria with the mosquitoes multiplying. And also for them, I mean, we met with them in the bush. I mean, they are living in dire straits conditions. And for us, one of our first concerns was access for them to feed, for them to start again the agriculture, but also access to health care. That's why we launched the mobile clinics to go to them and to provide them with some basic health care.